Proverbs 13:21 says, "Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid." Have you ever met or known that guy who just can't seem to stay out of trouble? When people talk about him, they might say, "Trouble just seems to follow that guy around." And that's what our proverb means when it says, "Evil pursueth sinners." I was one of those guys during my teenage years, and I felt like I was being mistreated and misunderstood because a lot of the trouble that came my way wasn't directly of my doing. For example, when I was 15 years old, I had agreed to hang out with a group of older kids and go to a basketball game. And our school was traveling to another school for an away game, and I was going to meet these guys and ride with them to the game. That was the plan, and that's all I intended to do. But I was walking into a situation. I was playing the bad dude, hanging out with a gang of cool dudes. I was full of pride and wanted to impress people. That was what was behind my choice to hang out with these young men and go to the game. But trouble followed. When we met to get into the car and head to the game, I witnessed a drug purchase. In a little baggie, I saw a dozen or more rolled up marijuana joints. I'd never smoked marijuana before, but I'd seen it in movies and on TV, so I knew what it was. Now, I should have at the very least said, "Okay guys, you can do that if you want to, but I'm going to head home now." But I didn't. I didn't want to appear uncool. So I climbed into the car and we drove off, and sure enough, they started passing around the joints and lighting up. And I was so intent on playing the part that I watched two of the others and mimicked what they did, inhaling the smoke. I took several tokes, as they call it. All the while, they kept the windows rolled up, and all that secondhand smoke remained in the car. So for about 30 minutes, I breathed that smoke as my clothing just soaked up the stench of marijuana. You could only imagine what happened. Like idiots, we walked into that high school basketball game, and by the time we left at halftime, dozens of people that knew us, including parents and teachers, knew what was going on. I made it home safely and snuck up into my room and slept it off. But when I woke up the next morning, my parents were informed by local law enforcement. The school football coaches were informed. And somehow, several of the guys had gotten together and decided to make me the fall guy and to claim that I had been the one with the idea and that I had been the one to make the purchase. There's much more to this story, but that was my first major experience with the truth of our proverb, "Evil pursueth sinners." You see, those young men lied about me, and I got in way more trouble than I actually deserved if all the facts were known. And my defense fell on deaf ears because I'd been getting into trouble more and more before this happened, and I chose to run with the wrong crowd. I was unsaved and living like it, and it was a hard lesson that really didn't sink in for another 4 years or so. But at the same time that I was becoming convinced of the historical reality of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I was also coming to terms with the practical reality of the life and choices of Greg Miller. The Holy Spirit worked it out so that at the same time that I understood that evil would pursue me all of my life as long as I lived in sin, I also understood the biblical truth and testimony of how that Christ died for my sins, was buried and rose again, paying for my sins and offering me forgiveness and eternal life. I repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Life still involves evil, and I still have to deal with evil around me, but evil no longer pursues me as it once did. And I know the truth of the words of Jesus Christ in John 8:36. "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." You can face the evil of this life in this fallen world that comes at you because of the world you live in, or you can pile it on, and evil can pursue you because of your own choices. That's the choice each of us have to make. I am just thankful that I was saved before evil pursued me right to the grave. I will praise Jesus Christ for all of eternity for saving me from my sins.